Hey everybody, today is May 2nd, and we're here to do the next installment of Project 4-4, which is still coming out of the Psalms. You've read a number of different Psalms today, and my commentary is going to focus in on Psalm 103. Now, notice that like some of the other Psalms that we've already looked at, Psalm 103 has 22 verses, one for each letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Now, anytime you see a Psalm that has one line that begins with a letter from the Hebrew alphabet, it's a memorization device. It's a tip-off that the people of Israel were supposed to memorize this psalm. And this psalm is full of beautiful things, very worth memorizing. It starts off, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits." Now, let's just rocket through the first few verses of this psalm and ask the question, what are the benefits that are outlined? What are the benefits of coming into a relationship with God and knowing him? Well, here's number one. Number one that's outlined is, he forgives all your sins. Well, that's good news right there in verse 3, isn't it? I'd say that's a pretty serious benefit. And I love the note in verse 12 that he says, he removes our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. I've often thought how glad I am that the psalmist and ultimately God didn't choose north to south. Because there is a time on the planet that if you travel north, if you keep going far enough, eventually you wind up traveling south again. And if you travel south, you'll wind up going north again. But when you travel east or west, you can travel west and west and west and west and west forever and never stop going west. The same thing is true for east. God wanted us to know that he's removed our sins as far from us as infinity. And if you are forgiven, you're forgiven in a big way. Rejoice in that today. That's one of the benefits. Benefit number two is that he heals your diseases. Now, some scholars will take this as a poetic language. That doesn't really mean that you can be healed. It's just that, you know, God does really nice things for us. But that's not the case at all. When Jesus was around, Jesus literally, physically healed people. He touches a blind guy and he's healed. He touches a lame guy and he's healed. He touches a guy with a withered hand and he's healed. Jesus does it all, and that healing is literal and physical. And when it went on with the disciples afterwards, they got miraculously healed. And I'm telling you, right here in our very own church, I've seen person after person after person who's been miraculously healed. Don't forget that benefit, that he heals diseases. Benefit number three, he redeems your life from the pit. Now, there's some good news. He changes your eternal destiny. Hello, this is the ultimate benefit right here. You were headed south towards punishment, isolation, imprisonment, death, separation from God. But because God has intervened in this planet in the person of Jesus, you get life and hope and joy in exchange for that. That's about as good a benefit as there is. He crowns us with love and compassion. Benefit number four. Friends, how often do you stop to reflect on the love and compassion of God? How often do you stop to look at the ways that he's surrounded you with beautiful blessings, with family, with friends, with people who care about you, with your local church? Even these accelerators are evidence that God cares about you and he's surrounding you with love and compassion and people who are thinking about you. Benefit number five is the last one. He satisfies our desires with good things. Food and friendship and love and grace. He fills our souls with these things. That's benefit number five. Guys, that's a great set of benefits, isn't it? And that's just up to verse five. The psalm continues on much longer than that. God kicks up the temperature to outline what he's done for Israel. And then, here's something that's really important to notice. What God has done for us as individuals, for Israel as a nation, it all flows out of God's character. It flows from who he is. And there's two overriding characteristics that the psalmist points out that he wants us to meditate upon. His graciousness and his compassion. Since the psalmist has referenced Moses, he immediately goes to the description that God gave Moses of himself in Exodus 34. The Lord, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love, This is what we find him saying in Exodus 34. On Mount Sinai, God gave that description of his very name. That is who I am. And the psalmist picks up on this. And the psalmist says, this is who God is, gracious, compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in love. You'll actually see it repeated a number of times in both the Psalms and the prophets. Did you also notice that in describing God's forgiveness, that the psalmist once again describes our shortcomings by using three very familiar Old Testament words, sin, iniquities, and transgressions? Now, these can certainly be seen as synonyms, but as we've seen before, when taken together, they provide us a remarkably clear picture of how our sin affects us and what the Bible means when it talks about sin. The things we've done, the things we've thought, the things we've said, the ways we've hurt ourselves, the ways we've hurt others, and the ways we've hurt God. But none of these are beyond God's forgiveness, because he's gracious and compassionate. Well, one last thing. We need God to be compassionate and gracious towards us for two very important reasons. The psalmist sees them both very clearly. We need his compassion because as human beings, we have two issues. We are fallen and we are finite. Any theology of humanity has to reckon with these two facts. Human beings are finite and human beings are fallen. That's why we need a creator who's full of compassion. And I don't know about you, but I'm so grateful that we have one. I'm so grateful that he's so compassionate he would send his son Jesus to die for us and to give us new life. If he left us with what we deserved, we'd have nothing. But as it is, we have everything because of Jesus. How about taking a few minutes today just to pray and reflect on the benefits that God has given and the character of graciousness and compassion that enables us to be able to receive those things. May God's blessings be with you as you read through your Bible and encounter Project 4-4.